Geek Free with Simon O'Connor. Fridays at 10 a.m. right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
So I've called back in my mate Bruce from Maryland in the United States. Bruce, good morning. Well, good morning from the New Zealand side of things.
Well, good morning. I'm so glad to hear your voice, Simon. And good morning to all you in Kiwi land. Good day from the USA. And so
what's been going on?
Well, start at the top. We here in the States, we've got what we call Labor Day. They're kind of bookends. We've got Memorial Day at the beginning of our summer, and then Labor Day, which is a celebration of the forces of labor, and you get a day off. And that's kind of the unofficial end of summer. Everything starts again. So that means sports. American football, they're playing again. It opens this week. You got the Major League Baseball playoffs headed for the, you always used to laugh about the World Series. There's nothing world about it. It's all American.
That's right. It's named after a newspaper, isn't it? That's how it got the name.
I don't know that.
I think that's perhaps why it's called it is. I think it's named after a newspaper. Called The World,
William Randolph. Yeah, William Randolph Hearst newspaper was called The World. And
that's the one.
Yeah. You know, I think you taught me something here. I've got to look that up.
That is the first time in like 20 plus years that I've taught Bruce something.
Oh, The World Series was based on a newspaper. I never said, no, that's something. But anyway, we got baseball. And then, of course, we are now into the campaign. And I guess since last we talked, Kamala and her running mate had their sit-down interview. A month anticipated, she'd been silent and hadn't talked to anybody for, about a month or so, 30 some odd days. And then so it was billed high, CNN picked it up, and she brought her her running mate with her. And the interview was, it was a non-starter. It was a word salad, a bunch of iffy facts. You know, you look at it, and it almost looked like a parent-teacher conference at a school, at a non-elementary school or something.
But in a strange way, though, she probably achieved what they wanted, which was not to put a foot into it. Would that be that was my impression, that she was just being ultra-cautious, as you say, a word salad, but there's no knockout blow. Would that be fair to say she didn't make a major mistake?
Yeah, they want to keep her from saying anything untoward that could hurt her campaign, because she is such a bad campaigner. And it's funny, the polls came out today, and she's actually ahead in a couple of the states. And that interview was only 18 minutes long, pre-recorded. Next week she's got the big test. The face-off debate with Trump for a full 90 minutes. No notes, no cues. They're haggling over whether it's going to be an open mic or not, because they think Trump is going to be is going to blow bait. But I don't think so. But that's going to be the big test, and they've only got one. And so,
well, I was amazed with that first interview with CNN that it wasn't just her. She had to have Tim Walz there, and as you say, so short. I mean, I sort of settled in, not literally with a glass of Coke and popcorn, but I thought, oh, okay, we'll settle in to listen to this. And by the time I'd blinked, it was over.
It was only 18 minutes long. They stretched it for an hour on promos and advertisements and things, but it was just much ado about nothing. And now she can say, yes, I've done the interview, but so what? It's funny, we've got a senator named John Kennedy, not the same guy as the president, but he's just a good old boy who's got some real quirks to who says Kamala, and he's got kind of an accent, and he says Kamala's international policy is a combination between vodka and darts.
Speaking of the Kennedys, has that third party candidate, is it JFK Jr.? Endorsed Trump. Has that moving the dial in any way?
Not really. It's RFK Jr. It's Robert F. Kennedy, John Kennedy. It's his brother. So John Kennedy was his uncle. And he has a speech impediment from an old vaccine that he had when he was a child. So it affected his throat. And he's an old school Democrat, but he's very, very liberal. And Trump was glad to have the endorsement and have him, move to the right. But in the big scheme of things, it's not going to make a big difference.
So probably the real point coming up is this debate. It's at 94 minutes, and to see whether she performs and whether Trump can actually behave, which I'm not confident in.
Oh, no. We'll just have to see. I don't know. She's not very good on her feet, and she is just so inauthentic. Swings with the wind, and I think a lot of what she says is not truthful. And she's losing the long-held constituents of the African-Americans here in the United States have always, since John Kennedy, have been pro-Democrat all the way. It's a reliable voting block, as well as the Jews, a strong, reliable voting block for the Democrats. And neither of those voting blocks seem to be swinging Kamala's way. The blacks are saying she's inauthentic. She's not good.
The small target campaign. That's what she's doing, and we've seen it here in New Zealand too, and Australia in recent elections, where actually those who went on to win basically said nothing, but it just made them a small target.
She just goes around in circles, and now that going back to school with the colleges back, that means all the students are back. The liberal students are back at Columbia and all the places that were being protested in May. They're resumed their protest now, so that's not going to help her. I think she's peaked, in my humble opinion. It's just me.
Well, you're our American correspondent. We hear it on my show at RCR. Rely on you. Hey, with a few minutes that we've got left, tell us about Arlington Cemetery. There's been a we don't get much about Trump in New Zealand. We don't get much about him, but when we do, it's always negative. So, according to New Zealand media, he's been up to mischief in Arlington. So, what's it all about?
Well, the Arlington thing, it was the Abu Ghraib massacre, I guess, the 13 American heroes that got killed in the withdrawal in Afghanistan. And last week was the third anniversary of that catastrophe. And so the families of the fallen invited Biden, Kamala, and Trump. Trump accepted and said, yeah, I'm coming. Kamala and Biden didn't even bother to respond, didn't give it the time of day. Biden spent the day on the beach in a nice Delaware beach, which isn't far from here. And Kamala, who lives 4 miles away from the cemetery, was home. She didn't bother to go either. But Trump did. And when he did, he brought his staff. And he very, very respectfully put a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns, the Unknown Soldiers, which is very highly sacred for us. And then he followed the families over to a new section of the cemetery, which is reserved for recently killed heroes. And they asked for a picture, and he graciously said, "I'll take a picture." And at the time, there was a guard of the Arlington Cemetery who must have been anti-Trump or something, or just full of regulations, and you can't do this, and made a stink. And somebody did something, and there was somebody got pushed, or maybe pushed hard. I don't know. But they called it an incident, and you know, how dare Trump and his administration use the cemetery for political purposes, you know, in a campaign, which is nothing. That
sounds,
of the sort. Never.
No,
happened
it sounds like
that.
A huge, huge beat up, isn't it? From what you've just said, the families wanted him there, but this will be a really sensitive issue because it was Biden's very poor withdrawal from Afghanistan. And, you know, just for listeners to know that at one of the gates that Bruce referenced, there was a, well, terrorist blew up 13 of them. And I think, has Biden or Harris even met some of these families? I vaguely remember some comment that they'd even, no.
Well, when they, when they were blown up, when they were killed, there was a very respectful transfer from to show the coffins when they arrived in the United States, and Biden did show up there, and he was caught looking at his watch while the ceremony was going on, and that did not play well at all. You know, how dare you look at the time and you know at this this thing? Kamala said she was there, but it turns out, in fact checking, she was not. She has not met or done anything for those who were fallen, and it's a sore point for especially the military and you know the families of the fallen, and this doesn't
so
look good.
No, it begins to explain. Says me, it begins to explain why they've done the beat up. They've done the beat up. Bruce, my friend, I'm going to have to call it quits there, but I look forward to chatting again. And I think probably by next week, they won't have had the debate yet.
How fast that went. Yes, we've got a debate and we've got all kinds of stuff. And I've got so much to say, but so little time.
We'll bring you back on next week.
I'll call it a day. Oh, Simon, I didn't think there was much going on, but there's more than I thought.
You're a big country. Hey, you have a great rest of your evening.
You too. And all you Kiwis out there, have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful day. And we'll talk to you next week.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.